From the headquarters of the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut, this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, March 20th, 2015. This program is produced by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and features news highlights compiled from the ARRL letter, found on the web at www.arrl.org. Sitting in for Sean Kutzko, I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY. The push is on to convince Congress to pass the Amateur Radio Parity Act of 2015, otherwise known as H.R. 1301, which was introduced in the House early this month. The bill has bipartisan support with 22 co-sponsors. If approved and signed by President Obama, the measure would direct the FCC to extend its rules relating to reasonable accommodation of amateur service communications to private land use restrictions, also collectively known as deed, covenants, conditions, and restrictions, or CC&Rs. In the March issue of ARRL Legislative Update, ARRL President Kay Craigie, N3KN, said the bill is, quote, simple and sensible, and she urged all radio amateurs, whether or not they are affected by CC&Rs, to join the effort to gain co-sponsors for the measure. A page on the ARRL website at www.arrl.org/HR-1301 includes key talking points and other information for amateur radio delegations or individuals to use when approaching U.S. House members for their support. President Craigie said, quote, private land use restrictions that prohibit antennas are growing at an alarming rate all over the country. This is not just a problem in cities, suburbs, and gated communities. It is everywhere, close quote. Part of the problem, she explained, is the uneven application of amateur radio antenna regulations from the public to the private sphere. While President Craigie's Virginia County has what she called, quote, a very satisfactory antenna ordinance, close quote, similar accommodations do not extend to developments where homeowner associations and private land use regulations hold sway. Craigie said, quote, in our rural and small-town county, every new development must have a homeowners association, and they all prohibit antennas with cookie-cutter language, close quote. As President Craigie sees it, H.R. 1301 is all about fairness. Quote, H.R. 1301 seeks regulatory parity, not a blank check, not the heavy hand of the federal government, but simply the opportunity to negotiate reasonable accommodation, close quote. It seeks a level playing field, she said. When the ARRL Executive Committee meets this weekend in Dulles, Virginia, it will confront several FCC-related issues. The continued evaluation of strategies for improving the FCC Amateur Radio Enforcement Program heads the list. The ARRL recently learned that the FCC Enforcement Bureau will recommend significant cutbacks in field office sites and personnel, all due to tighter budgets. Other topics include a February FCC Notice of Proposed Rulemaking and Reconsideration Order in Docket 15-26 that could lead to expanded spectrum for various radar applications in the 76 to 81 GHz band, which amateur radio shares with other services. The ARRL plans to file comments in the proceeding. Other matters include a Part 5 experimental license issued to MITRE Corporation, which plans to conduct experimental transmissions over wide portions of the HF spectrum. The ARRL asked the company in February either to avoid amateur radio allocations or to announce the times and frequencies of their transmissions in advance. So far, MITRE has not responded. The Executive Committee will hear an updated status report on the FCC's planned adjudication of the 2013 ARRL Petition for Rulemaking, RM-11708, asking the FCC to delete the symbol rate in the amateur service rules and replace it with a maximum data emission occupied bandwidth of 2.8 kHz on frequencies below 29.7 MHz. The committee will also be briefed on the progress of the ARRL's petition for rulemaking to create a new amateur service allocation at 472 to 479 kHz, as well as other allocation issues, including a possible 135.7 to 137.8 kHz band. Friday, March 13th, turned out to be a lucky day for Colorado hams. That's when Governor John Hickenlooper signed into law an amateur radio antenna bill that mirrors PRB1 federal preemption policy. The signing brings the number of states that have similar amateur radio antenna laws in place to 32. The Colorado General Assembly, without amendment, passed Senate Bill 15-041, sponsored by Senator Chris Hulbert and Representative Kevin Van Winkle. The new legislation, introduced in early January, specifies that no local government shall enact or enforce an ordinance or resolution regulating amateur radio antennas that fails to conform with PRB1's reasonable accommodation provisions.
Hi, I'm ARRL Life member Ian November 8 India Kilo from Alexandria, Virginia, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
Paul N8HM found this de-expedition to Haiti by N2IEN. Pat will be active April 4th through the 6th, mostly HF, but will try SO50 using his Yaesu VX8 and Aero antenna. He has used the same setup from FJ and VP2V over the past month. QSL via NR6M. Yuri UT1FG stroke Maritime Mobile is giving out a lot of rare grids, this time on the Pacific Ocean side. He was heard in DK69. If you are on the West Coast, you need to listen for Yuri. Being the captain of the ship, he has no problem getting on the air and has been prolific in giving out grid squares all over the globe, QSL Direct or via Bureau or via UX0FY. Listen for W5ACM and M5AFV at the Houston Hamfest on March 28th on all the satellites that pass over Houston from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Central Time. They will be giving my new M-squared antenna a go on the satellites. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
With the telecommunications and electrical power infrastructure in Vanuatu knocked out by the Category 5 Cyclone Pam, no organized emergency communication has stepped in to fill the gap. The storm, with winds in excess of 155 miles per hour, caused severe damage throughout Vanuatu's 60 islands, devastating many communities, including the capital of Port Vila. The number of deaths is unclear, but the storm displaced thousands of residents, and recovery is expected to take a very long time. There are few amateur radio operators in Vanuatu, which has a population of approximately 250,000. Rod Newell, YJ8RN, who lives on Efate Island and is a member of the IARU Region 3 Disaster Communications Committee, has not been heard from since the storm struck. Amateur radio will again be represented at the 2015 National Hurricane Conference, March 30th through April 2nd in Austin, Texas. The conference theme is Improving Hurricane Preparedness. All amateur radio sessions are free and will take place on Tuesday, March 31st. The primary goal of the National Hurricane Conference is to improve hurricane preparedness, response, recovery, and mitigation in order to save lives and property in the U.S. and in the tropical islands of the Caribbean and the Pacific. The conference also serves as a national forum for federal, state, and local officials to exchange ideas and recommend new policies to improve emergency management. There will be two amateur radio-oriented sessions during the conference. The Dayton Hamvention has named its 2015 award winners. Three radio amateurs and a club will be honored during the annual Ham Radio Gathering, which takes place May 15th through the 17th. Named as Amateur of the Year was Elite Contester and ARRL Western Pennsylvania Section Manager Tim Duffy, K3LR. Hamvention Special Achievement Award will go to webcaster Tom Medlin, W5KUB. QRP icon and author the Reverend George Dobbs, G3RJV, will receive the Technical Excellence Award. Hamvention will pay tribute to the Orlando Amateur Radio Club, the OARC, as Club of the Year. The club sponsors the annual Orlando Hamcation, the second largest ham radio gathering in the United States. Venture Incorporated has announced the sale of its amateur radio product line to Vibroplex of Knoxville, Tennessee. According to the announcement, quote, this sale ends Bencher's presence in the amateur radio field, thus allowing the principals, Jerry Benedict, president, and Bob Loker, W9KNI, to move toward retirement. Close quote. ARRL headquarters has announced that its logbook of the world service will be down briefly for maintenance from Monday, March 23rd at 2300 UTC until Tuesday, March 24th at 0200 UTC. Also offline during that period will be the online DXCC application, the Centennial QSO Party Awards page, and the ARRL eStore. The remainder of the ARRL website will not be affected. And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all the contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at www.arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright 2015 ARRL, and all rights are reserved. Until next week, I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, 73, and thanks for listening.